Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Cell five fives all the way around. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, scheduled to join us in a half an hour. Tomorrow morning, you know, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere is hosted by Mr. Andruski in the Garage with Stan Andruski. Now, during the week, you find him over at the Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. But Saturday mornings, he gives up his early mornings, comes in. You've got the car questions, and I'm telling you, he's got the car answers. So I'm really looking forward to chatting with Stan at 4:35. 5:35, Mike Dickinson's going to be here, but we're not going to be talking about the porno candidate for the House of Delegates or the Commonwealth's attorney that really is not interested in prosecuting criminals. None of that stuff. No, we're taking a break from all of that because there's a brand new 6-part documentary out on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. And it purports to tell the life story of one Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And up until episode 6, there were a lot of interviews and interaction with Vince McMahon himself. What happened is that all of that stuff broke. Now, you may or may not recall that McMahon sold what's now called WWE. He sold it to the UFC owners. And Vince had a big part of the board of directors and all of this stuff. But then there was a lawsuit filed claiming that he had trafficked and sexually abused a woman. Janelle Grant is her name. And that was it. He said, okay, you know what? I'm done. He sold all of his shares, and he's no longer connected with it. But what also happened is that he stopped talking to the people who were doing that Netflix series. So Mike is a longtime wrestling fan. Mike is also a fan of sports entertainment. I'm not necessarily a fan of sports entertainment. I feel a little angry at Vince McMahon, to tell you the truth, because he killed professional wrestling, and he turned it into something that is very different and in many cases not even recognizable. But just me. Let me share with you a couple of the great texts coming in on our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, you're bringing back a lot of memories from my youth concerning the wrestling. I grew up in Northern West Virginia. We had Pittsburgh studio wrestling, Bruno and all the greats. But then you mentioned Arnold Skolin. I thought, yeah, he was Bruno's manager. Also, Gino Morella, Gorilla Monsoon, someone that I think ran the Pittsburgh office for Bruno's Spectator Sports, Zoltan Friedman, who went by the name of Ace Freeman. Thanks for bringing up all of those great names. That's David in Midlothian. I'm happy to, David. And you mentioned some of the greats. Bruno Sammartino, the greatest of all time in what was then the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, held that title for, almost 8 years? Amazing. You'll never see it again. And you'll never see any of this again. Gino Morella, who was a graduate of Ithaca College, I always remind Joe that since he's going to Ithaca College, he should know who the great graduates were. And the one for me was Gorilla Monsoon. I thought that was pretty cool. Zoltan Freeman, yep, Arnold Skolin. Arnold Skolin was also, he was a wrestler. He was Bruno's manager, and you remember he was the one who, quote, threw in the towel when they took the title off of Bob Backlund. Let me see what else we got here. There we go. 804, Jeff, I hate to say it, but I had no problem imagining a Democrat Party think tank viewing very large monitor screens showing scenes of cataclysmic, life-shattering disasters and saying, yeah, there you go. I can easily picture those people in that think tank discussing the demographic of those folks impacted and how they would vote.
Wow.
They would do a quick computer analysis, make the decision that it would benefit the Democrats if the Democrats, if the victims of the storm, rather, were unable to vote. No power.
Wow.
That bothers me. I mean, I understand. I agree with you. But I'm just saying it bothers me. No National Guard helicopters, no pallets of supplies, no medical personnel. The Democrats do not care about anything or anyone. They care only about staying in power. We love you, Jeff. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Thank you, Jim and Deb. I love you as well. Yeah. Yep. I do appreciate that. Jeff, if the jobless rate is down, why is the unemployment rate up? Anything that comes out of the Biden-Harris team's mouth is just BS. The unemployment rate went from 4.2% to 4.1%. We're told that 250,000 jobs were created. Again, it's beneath the surface that you need to pay attention. You have to look at whether the jobs were full-time or part-time. What did Dr. Dave Brat tell us? These are part-time jobs that are being created. Who's getting these jobs? Take a look at it. Are they Americans or are they foreign-born people? Take a look at that. And even though Joe Biden likes to tell you that he created 16 billion jobs, more jobs than have ever been created in the history of creating jobs anywhere in job creation universe, the reality is that a bulk of those jobs are not created by him. They're simply jobs that came back after the whole COVID theater had run its course. Not to dig on John, Jeff, but you need to teach John how to navigate the text system. He struggles with it. Well, it's easy to struggle with it because it doesn't work right. I mean, I kind of figured out that because here's what happens. Let me explain it to you. It's a system that will put your texts up there, but it doesn't actually have an order to it. So if you send messages that say account for three separate lines, it doesn't put them in order. Doesn't put them in the order that they were received. Doesn't put them in the order that they clearly follow in. You would think that there'd be a piece of AI technology in some of this that would say, oh, well, that word would normally follow this word, so that's how we're in. None of that stuff. It just throws it up there willy-nilly. And I guess I've just navigated this in a sense. I look at all of the lines. I look at the phone numbers. I try and put them all together. That's why there's some halting presentation when it comes to these texts. I love getting them. Make no mistake about it. But no, I totally get why John is not looking at them and thinking, oh, well, this goes with this or that. There's things to do. That's all. Hey, speaking of that storm. What was the name of that storm? You remember what it was? Was it Hank? No. Helen? No, it wasn't Helen. Helena? Well, cut number three.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Right?
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those people who are in rowboats looking for their homes, they are just freaking hysterically funny right now. They're loving life. Oh, everything is good. Storm? What storm? It's like having Alfred E. Newman in the Oval Office. Storm? What? Me worry? Storm?
Come on,
what
man.
Storm? I was on the beach. It was fine. Rehoboth Beach was great. I took 16 naps. I barely even knew where I was.
Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun.
Well, thank God you were under the umbrella then, huh? Man. Storm. Everybody, they have all that they need. Did he say all that they need? I think he said all that they need. And they're all happy. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too. I don't know about you. I am seeing all of these photos of smiling, happy faces. You know, and the nitwit reporters, you know the kind, that walk up to you after your house is burned down. How do you feel? I feel like I'm going to punch you is how I feel. But it's weird. They're walking up to, well, they're not actually walking. They're taking little rowboats and dinghies to the locations where the houses used to be. And they're asking these poor people who were standing on their roof. But, you know, Joe Biden said they have everything that they need, so everything is cool. But they're asking them, so how do you feel? And very shockingly, as Joe Biden said, they're very happy. Oh, Mr. Reporter Person, thank you for coming up in that. Oh, we're great. No. We've been stuck here on the roof for the last 5 days, and we don't have clean food, and we don't have clothing, and everything inside our house is ruined. But no, we're feeling great. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. What are you going to do? I mean, really, what am I going to be upset? Well, I can't do anything. It's all good. Joe Biden said so. They're all happy. I would tell you that he's an idiot. But then I get a letter like from the Fraternal Order of Idiots telling me that I've insulted them and I should really stop. So I guess I'll stop. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
What states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need.
Everything.
And they're very happy
across
the board.
Joy, happy. Happy, joy. Nobody happier than the people who've lost everything in the storm zone. That's what Joe Biden's telling us. They're getting everything they need. So long as they're going to be able to rebuild their entire lives based on $750. Oh, no, we don't actually have the money. And we're not giving you cards. No, we're not coming to give it to you. You're going to have to file online. Well, yeah, no, it does stink that your entire house is underwater and your laptop was in there. But, you know, once it dries out, you pop online to FEMADoesn'tGiveACrap.gov, and we promise we will ignore you in a timely fashion. It'll be great. Happy, joy. Yeah. I mean, again, I ask you, what could possibly go wrong? What is wrong with this picture? Nothing. It's all as it should be. Absolutely fantastic. Do I have enough time to perform that public service exercise of reminding women to have their prostates checked? I do. Okay. How about cut number four, please?
Hey, everyone. So I'm doing my makeup, but I just wanted to take a second to talk about a really important issue that affects so many of us. There's a lot of people out there that don't have to worry about this, but there's also a lot of women like me that do. And that's getting our prostate checked and getting screening done for prostate cancer. This is just so important, especially if you're at risk and you're getting older, that you take care of this. And so this is just an issue I feel very strongly about. I feel that it should be part and parcel of any OBGYN exam. It's time we start prioritizing women's health in a very real way. And so I just wanted to get on here and talk about it because it's a taboo subject for a lot of women out there. But anyways, never feel bad for putting your health first and putting you first. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. You're not alone. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Yes, all of the women with prostates need to have their prostates checked. Now, here's the problem with that, sir, is you are not a woman. And I don't know why you're having an OBGYN exam, because I'm thinking the GYN portion of that is probably very confused. But whatever. Well, come to think of it, the OB portion would be confused as well. Maybe you're going to somebody else and you don't even know it. Maybe it's like OBGYNMOUSE.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I mean, I don't know, but there's a reason that I do not have a check for ovarian cancer or get a pap smear. I'm a dude.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Exactly. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Four 35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and I'm looking at a story right now in the Wall Street Journal. Oh, It says, well, it's titled, Why Mortgage Rates Haven't Fallen Since the Fed Cut. Federal Reserve cut interest rates and then mortgage rates went up. Yeah. I know. People thought, well, this is it. It's going to be easier. And it's going to somewhere behind the scenes, there are some people somewhere actually paying attention to what's going on. And there's a lot of bad stuff going on. Just thought I'd share that with you. Now, an hour from now, we're going to have fun. Mike Dickinson is going to be here, and we're going to talk wrestling and sports entertainment. Two totally different products. I'm just telling you that right now. Totally different products. And this six-part series on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. I've now watched it twice. It's fascinating. But we'll talk with Mike about that in about an hour. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., you know what happens, right? The best weekend radio show ever. Anywhere happens on this very radio station, in the garage with Stan Andruski. And I am always happy on Fridays to welcome my brother from another mother to this very radio program. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. The man, the myth, the legend. What's going on, Jeff?
Well, we got one or two things that are happening. You know, there's great excitement over there, and there's great boredom in the other corner. So all is right with the world.
Yeah, and don't give away McMahon, and I just started about 3 o'clock this morning watching this thing, and I'm on like episode two. So keep your trap quiet. Do not give it away. In the garage tomorrow. So much going on.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the strike that was getting ready to happen, and then it's been thwarted. Thank goodness. How that was going to affect people's parts. We already started seeing people buy. We ran out of supplies in like a couple days. People were actually starting to hoard clamps and all this little stuff, light bulbs, that quick.
Yep.
And you know, one big answer for that is make it here.
Yeah.
And we can't make it here because they tax the crap out of people and then they over-regulate everybody. And so we just got to be really careful. This is, guys, I have these conversations about cars and how it affects your car because that's what we see. And I bring receipts as to why it happened. Same thing I said about EVs 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're going to see them switch back to hybrids because it's not clean, like they say. Yep. Wind energy is not clean, and neither is solar. It all goes to batteries, and they're way dirtier than anything you're driving right now on the road. So what does that mean to you? Well, we have floods out west. We have a lot of cars that you've seen flipped over, destroyed. But then you're going to have some that just got completely soaking wet and shorted out, and they're going to be on the market in the next year to 18 months everywhere. So you're going to have to be very careful reading your Carfax. You're going to want to bring it into shops that can figure out if you might have flood damage. You don't want to get cars that are flood damaged. Mm-hmm. You want to really be checking all your leases and make sure, not your leases, your titles, and making sure that there's not anything salvage or flood repair, anything like that on there. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. And we have a special guest in the studio. Jeremy has been one of my master techs now going on 3 years. He was a 15-year master tech shop foreman at BMW. And we're going to talk some about, just what's going on to today's world of repair, some of the things he's seen as a family man and having to deal with in their own car repairs, also every day-to-day what we're seeing for technology and where it's going. So that should be a lot of fun. I hope people will be calling in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're excited about it. But I do want to just beg and plead for everyone.
Okay.
If you have the time or the resources, please go online and find out how you can help with what's going on. I am very fearful from what I hear from people that we have shops out there that haven't had power since the storm still. And if shops haven't had power since the storm, neither have people. And so there are people still missing. This is going to rival or be at least as bad as Katrina. And we have got to get resources out there. Call your congressman. Call everybody. Tell them to get our federal government every resource they have. And if they don't have money, take it away from something else that we've blown it on. And start getting these people some help. We have people that have not eaten in a week. We have people that are dying by the second. And our government has completely failed them. Our local governments have done great.
Yep.
The communities, the churches, Red Cross, Samaritan's Ministries. Please, guys, please, if you don't, and I'll be honest. If you have the time and resources, grab a trailer, head that way. I don't know. Go help someone.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say. You can help somebody, but I would do your research first. And please, guys, put prayers for these people. We have people that are losing their businesses, they're losing their houses, and they're losing their lives
That's right.
and their loved ones. So please say prayers for them. I hate to be this heavy. I just have to do it.
Well done.
I have to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think any of us should be apologizing for it. These are Americans. These are our friends, our neighbors, our fellow countrymen. These are people we ought to be thinking about and praying for and helping in any way that we possibly can. And it is a sad state of affairs when we are looking at a situation and we've seen it play out. And I know that certainly as we talk about cars, we don't get political. But the reality of the situation is that the DHS secretary said, hey, we don't have any money. We know the billions that just went to Ukraine. We know the billion that's been spent on housing illegal aliens in New York City. And then we have the vice president saying, oh, every household, not person in the household, Stan, but every household can get $750. And all you have to do is sign up online. And the tone deafness coming from that federal government, to me, is absolutely staggering.
How are you going to cash that check, Jeff? How are you going to get that money?
Right.
Most people still have not got that money. So you need cash on the ground. You need people on the ground. You need fuel tankers, yep, so generators can power. You need generators. I just left Lowe's. There are generators from top to bottom in Richmond. There's no reason they can't be there already, right? So we need this. A few days without electricity, if you guys remember what happened to us.
Yeah.
During Gaston and at same time Isabel, and this place looked like a war zone.
Right.
And we were out for 14 days and things got really weird, but thank God you could travel from Henrico over to, Richmond, or you could travel from Richmond over to Shore Pump, and there were food and there was and we made it. These
right.
people have nothing and no way of getting anywhere. It's like,
yeah,
it's worse than any third world country. And so my fear, Jeff, is that we have to understand we cannot help 7 billion people in this world by bringing everybody here. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing. I'm not talking even money. I'm saying, how do we crawl before we can walk? We can't. We've got to be able to help ourselves and get strong like we've always been in the past, and we're not right now. You know, I sit here and listen to these job reports now. For 6 months, this is what's bothering me about our news media. 6 months. You said we've gained in jobs, and they have corrections where we lose 60% of that gain. So somebody's lying. This
yeah.
job market, this job that came out today, this job report, watch what happens in 15, 20 days.
Yeah.
Or after the election. It's going to be corrected because it has to be. Otherwise, they can't give the money they want to give away.
Yeah.
So that's how this thing works. It's going to be corrected, and it's going to show that this economy right now is having big, big trouble because of what our leadership has done. And where's the news media for these people that have been dying? For 5 days, they were quiet. Now they're just starting to report as of last night.
Yeah.
What the hell are y'all doing in the news media? Shame on all of you for worrying about bashing presidential candidates on both sides. I don't care. There's people dying. And in 4 years, there'll be another president. In 4 years, there'll be another president. These people's lives are dying. They're being changed, and nobody's reporting on it. You have people shooting at presidents, almost blowing their brains out on TV, and the next day it's like it never happened. Where is our news media?
Yeah. No, listen, Stan, you know I'm with you on that. Let me ask you a question semi-related to this, but I know that you, of course, are very, very active at Heights Church. Is there any word coming from Pastor Josh or any of the folks there about maybe doing some sort of a run or, some sort of mission work to get down there? Is there anything about that
yeah.
yet?
Yeah, I love this. And so we're part of ARC, which is Association of Related Churches. We're part of that across the country, and we are putting funds and we are putting resources, everything we have, into that area, and we're going to continue to do that. And if you go on our website, we have some links on things we're doing as well. But what I want to tell you is it does take a community. And all it takes is just, I know right now, I think Amazon's having something. If you purchase, they give a percentage. Red Cross, right? You have Samaritan's Ministries now that is doing things that you can give money, you can help with. They have teams you can sign up for to go help. We're going to get through this together, but the argument is we're the most richest country in the history of the world, and we have helicopters still sitting down at different places across the country that could be helping. Go grab people off their roofs.
Yeah.
But we don't have the money to fuel them because we spent it somewhere else?
Yeah.
in a different country, and our citizens are dying because, and they paid into this tax system their entire life? Where is that? I'm all about helping people. I'll help anybody. Everywhere around the world, we need to have our footprint helping, not ruling, not telling them what to do, helping them. But this is what we do with our cars. We're in the service industry, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Why do I have any authority to speak? Because I serve you every single day in this community. So do you. This is what we do. We're in a service industry when we fix cars. It's the service, automotive repair service. Yep. That really has weight to me. So we're helping people any way we can. And we have shops and shop owners down there that are completely obliterated that are still out there in the community when they've lost everything themselves. Mm-hmm. But they can't get money. They can't stay in a hotel up there. The hotels, they're down. They can't even take money right now. Well, the only thing they can take, they started taking, as of yesterday, was cash. Yeah. No ATMs for 150 miles, and you can't even get past three bridges are gone. So, please, guys, just pray. And look, as a community, we can do this. I don't have all the answers. I don't know how to tell you to help. And it may require more than just, you know, going home on a Friday and drinking a glass of wine, and maybe it just requires that and $10 to somebody. Mm-hmm. But get up and read. There's all you can get online. Just let's do something. Absolutely. We have to help. Our government's not. Yeah. They're not. And we should. This is why when they say, "Oh, the government's going to shut down," I'm like, "Good. Who's it going to affect?" Yeah. Everybody's Social Security and welfare is a check that is going to go out regardless. If it doesn't, it's because a president says he signs and says this isn't going out. But even when the government shuts down, our poor are still being helped. But what happens is places like this that can't send helicopters or can't they did not sign Title 10, Jeff, until yesterday afternoon, which the president has to sign to give federal helicopters, federal resources to these states. It wasn't signed till yesterday. The states asked for it the second day. Again, we don't need to be political. Just do your job. And so we're running long.
There you go.
Tomorrow, I promise, we'll be lighter. We'll be lighter tomorrow.
Absolutely. Stan, listen, I appreciate you being here. And we're all going to be looking forward to listening to In the Garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow. You've got the car questions, I swear to you. Stan's got the car answers. And one of the many things I love about Stan, and I've shared a lot of things I love about him, is his passion for helping, and it comes through every single time I chat with him. Let me tell you, we talk about any number of things, but invariably the two of us are together, and it all comes back to how are we helping in some way or another. Do yourself a favor, listen to the best weekend radio show tomorrow morning starting at 8, and I would absolutely heed Stan's advice, and I think we've all got to step up to the plate and try and help as best we can. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. For Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, proving that Colette McEachin, the Commonwealth's attorney for the city of Richmond, does not give a crap about the rule of law. Anything she can do to help a criminal, Colette McEachin's going to do. Guess what? Guess what? Most of the people arrested for the pro-Hamas activities at VCU have now had their charges dropped. Isn't that great? Yes, they can get back to being radical stooges, useful idiots, supporting terrorist groups on the campus of VCU. It's absolutely appalling. 13 people arrested and charged with those crimes, but not to worry. Colette McEachin says they're going to do 40 hours of community service. Wow, that's a whole week. And what sort of community service are they going to do? Let me go out on a limb here and tell you that their community service will involve going to other pro-Hamas terrorist-supporting events. Oh, but wait, there's more. I mean, you thought that Colette McEachin was soft on crime. You're wrong. Because each of those people whose charges were dropped, do you know, they had to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Wow! One whole page! Madam Commonwealth's Attorney, was that single-spaced or double-spaced? How many of the pro-Hamas kids do you think use ChatGPT to write the one-page paper? One page? What are we, in first grade? Was it the small lines in the notebook or the wide-lined notebooks? A one-page paper. So there you go. If you are thinking about engaging in disruptive behavior that really threatens your Jewish students and professors and stands up in support of Hamas and other terrorist organizations, you will pay the price in the city of Richmond. You will be forced to write a one-page paper. Wow. I guess there is a new sheriff in town. If only there were a new sheriff in town. 456 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.